I don't know if you've been paying attention or following along with what's going on in Hong Kong, where people, a lot seem to be Christians. They're singing Christian songs in the street, are protesting their freedom against the communist regime of China. And China is starting to close in and to tighten their grip around their necks in Hong Kong. Something to definitely be praying about. But the one thing that I had an epiphany about is that all the Democrat leaders are supporting the Hong Kong protests for freedom. And the realization for me was simply this. All of these liberals, all of these socialists are incredibly conservative when it comes to other countries. They love freedom. They run guns. They give guns to protesters that are fighting against their government. They're all for free speech. All of the things they're trying to take away in our country. Why do you think that is? It would be wise of you to contemplate that if you are somebody who has a tendency to vote for these Democrats. Welcome to How to Build a Tent, the podcast on how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show. We got a great one for you today. I want to talk about pricing some more. We haven't talked about pricing in a while. And pricing is incredibly important. It can make or break your business. We've talked about it many times before, and it is due all of the times we do talk about it because it can make or break your brand, make and break your business. And if you have a terrible pricing strategy, it doesn't matter how well you do other things, you are not going to be successful. So we're going to talk about that today. We also have a tent builder to feature, Jeremy Stiles. I'm really excited about this one as well. If you have a business, if you have a side hustle, if you have a hobby that you're trying to promote, or like yesterday's where you're trying to reform Leavenworth, or you're trying to just do some kind of charity or whatever it is, let me know so I can give you a shout out and give people an opportunity, other tent builders that are listening to this show, an opportunity to support you and to help you and to bless you, to pray for you, all of the above. For those of you who haven't started doing something, start praying about it. See what God might want to do in your life and bless you, make you successful. If you want to reach out to me and let me know what's going on in your life, or you have questions, you have topics you want to talk about. I was helping somebody with their career, trying to get them focused on what are the next steps for them today. I was really excited to do that. It's such a blessing. You can find me. You can email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com. You can find me on the social media sites by clicking the link below. Or you can just look me up, How to Build a Tent, on all the social media sites. And I would love to hear from you and to help you and just to hear about how this show has blessed you, because God is doing amazing things and I love to hear what God is doing. All right, so the tent builder of the day. Oh, wait, before we get into that, hold your horses. I have to tell you, we're part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. I don't just have to, I get to. If you, right now, this very moment, as this show is being released, go over to fightlaughfeast.com. Put in HTBT in the memo field. You will get an HTBT mug. Not only will you get an HTBT 15-ounce coffee mug, but you will get an engraved Fight Laugh Feast pint glass. If you act now, because for a limited time, those pint glasses are in stock. And they're going to run out. Don't put this off. And you're going to get tons of content that is behind the paywall of Fight Laugh Feast that is exclusive to members only. There's stuff on sales. There's stuff on philosophy. There's stuff on religion. There's just tons of great materials for helping you grow in your life. So go over to fightlaughfeast.com, put an HTBT in the memo field. You'll get the mug, you'll get the pint glass, and you'll get tons of great content. And most of all, you'll be supporting us. Just imagine a world where you don't have the Fight Laugh Feast Network to listen to. It could happen, but it won't happen if you support us. So go over to fightlaughfeast.com, put an HTBT in the memo field, and you will get all that good stuff, and you will bless us as well. Thank you for all those who have subscribed already. I appreciate you guys so much. All right, so I want to talk to you about an author today, Jeremiah Stiles. He wrote a short story called Existential Woof. And he actually let me read it and give him some feedback. And it was a really exciting book. It's along the lines of the Tolkien thread of books. It's a great read. It had me captivated all the way through. And the thing I love about short stories is it kind of reminds me of what Netflix has been able to do with streaming and how you can just sit through and like binge watch a whole series. Well, with short stories, you're able to do that too. And I found myself after reading the short story by Jeremiah Stiles that I wanted to binge it. I wanted to keep reading more and more. So if you love the science fiction, if you love the deep meanings behind what you are reading, then go check out Jeremiah Stiles' Existential Wolf. You can support him at Patreon.com/Existential Wolf. Find him on Facebook. And just go over there. Even if you support him on Patreon, give him a follow on Facebook. If you follow him on Facebook, just give him some money on Patreon and help build up people, tent builders, to be successful. Help them as they continue to push forward, like Jeremiah, writing a awesome short story. We need as many Christians as we possibly can in the arts. And this is just one of the avenues to make that attack. And, you know, it's funny. David was talking to me. You may know him as Chocolate Knox from the Cross Politics show. And he said, you need to remind your listeners that they are the ones who will be funding the next wave of the Christian advance. We are the ones. We are the ones because we are the ones that are going to have the finances. Because we are being diligent. We are seeking God. We are looking to grow our finances. We are being disciplined. We are taking risks. We're taking calculated risk. We're taking conservative risk that is going to pay off in the future for God to use. And we are going to be the ones that are supporting the future Fight Laugh Feast. We are the ones that are going to be supporting the future nonprofits that God puts on our hearts. We are the ones that are going to be supporting our churches. And David's like, you should talk with a little swagger about that. And you should be bragging that we are the ones, the tent builders, that are going to be used by God to support all of the different ministries, just like what Jeremiah is doing. It's not really a ministry, but he is advancing the Christian perspective. He is rising to the challenge, rising to the occasion to be a successful author and to be able to be an influence in the literature world, the literary world, I guess is how you should say it. Obviously, I am no writer, no poet, no speaker of elegance, however you want to say it. Anyways, go over there. I'll put his links in the show notes as well. Support Jeremiah Stiles. Give him a like on Facebook. Help him build up his Facebook page. That is like so important. Okay, now I want to talk about pricing. And I want to talk about it from a story I just read about Nike. They unveiled a kids' shoe subscription. And I think it's actually a really great idea because it's amazing how much money people spend on shoes. Now, there's some critics that say there's no reason to ever buy 12 pairs of shoes in a year. And you know what? They're probably right. But people do buy 12 pairs of shoes in a year. It's not always out of necessity. A lot of people like to have multiple pairs of shoes. And some people like to match all the time. I like just having like three kinds of pairs of shoes, like sandals, like dress shoes, and then my like semi-casual shoes and trying to get a color that works with everything. And so I don't have to think about it too much. That's my personal perspective. But anyways, so I want to talk about this in the context of pricing. And they have three tiers, which are really interesting to me. Their lowest tier, you can get four pairs of shoes a year, which is plenty for most people, for $20 a month. That's $240 a year. Now, if you think about how much people pay for shoes, that's not too crazy. $20 a month, that's $240 a year for four pairs of shoes. You can get six pairs for $30. So you go from $20 a month to $30 a month for $360 a year. And then you can get 12 pairs of shoes for $50 a month for $600 a year. And the reason I love this strategy is because from the lower tier of four pairs, you can try it out for $20 a month. $20 a month is not a big spend. I mean, you can support the Fight Laugh Feast Network twice on that. Twice. So it's not that much money at all, which is why all of you should be Fight Laugh Feast members. But then once you are seeing those four pairs of shoes, you know that you're going to want some more. And then psychologically, they have it set up where the next jump is only $10 more. It's only $10 more. Like, how easy is it to justify in our minds that, oh, I can save an extra $10 somewhere else to get two more pairs of shoes a year. And then for the serious people, or the people that are avid shoe listeners, they can get the 12 pairs. Now, this is from my understanding, from just strategy pricing perspective. Whenever you see three tiers of options for any kind of service or product, they are trying to get you to get that middle group. That they're always trying to push you towards the middle. Just something about psychology. I think there's a lot of studies that talk about how you don't want to be the cheapest, but you don't need the biggest. So the goal is to get you into that middle tier. And usually you should set that up to be the most profitable for you. If you have a three-tier system for your business, for your side hustle, you want to make that one to be the profitable one, because that's the most likely one you are going to drive people to. And as you can see, from the second tier to the third, it goes from $30 for six pairs to $50 for 12 pairs. So it's a $20 jump, but you get twice as many, and you're paying 20 bucks more. So it's $600 a year versus $360 a year. And so it's a little bigger jump. And it's because they're not really concerned about you getting those 12 pairs. And I have a feeling that's because the marginal profit starts to decline at that point for them. That is, they're going to make less of a profit for you buying 12 pairs and six pairs. And as I just wanted to point that out, because you need to be thinking about this, and even if you don't have a subscription, is what is your pricing strategy? It needs to be very purposeful. And you need to understand that it doesn't only affect your revenue, it doesn't only affect your bottom line, your profits, and making sure you can cover your cost, but it has a psychological impact to your customers and to your potential customers. And all of that has to come to mind when you are doing a pricing strategy. Let's go out, price well, be successful, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.